have open minds and hearts and ears today as Ben makes his way up. I believe that God has set in our midst gifts, ministries, and it really blesses my heart when I see these gifts work and move. Amen. So many times they lie dormant in us. When we sit there with a word from the Lord or a song, or we sit there with some word of encouragement or something that the body of Christ needs. Well, today Ben's going to come and share with us. The Lord spoke to him, gave him a definite word from the Lord, and I bore witness in my spirit, and I believe you will too. Amen. So Ben, amen. Why don't we give the Lord a hand for Ben as he obeys the Lord today? God bless you.
Thanks. So, Pastor asked me to share this. I didn't see. Crystal, could you do me a favor and just get in the booth? There's a couple things I want to share. We didn't coordinate this earlier. Sorry. If you're able, yeah. So, when it comes to the prophetic, oftentimes God will communicate in ways that are unusual. And oftentimes it can be, if you don't understand prophetic patterns sometimes, which, of course, the world doesn't necessarily, although they will sometimes recognize it, at least in one respect or another. Things that would just seem like coincidence are actually prophetic communications that God uses through creation, through world events, through other things, weather, that type of thing. And so there were a couple of things. Of course, everyone knows we had that eclipse on the 8th, which was a week ago this past Monday. So I guess about 2 weeks ago now. But more than that, a lot of people who, ministers and prophetic people who are prophetically gifted, had been praying about that and studying it and learned some things about it. And I think even we've discussed with Pastor Wayne here, some of that, some of those details. But prior to the eclipse, there were a couple of other events that were significant, at least the Holy Spirit kind of put a highlight on them to me. And so I had prayed about them, and the Lord gave me a word to understand what he was trying to say through these multiple events that were in quick succession. So the first thing was, it went viral, but if you hadn't seen, on the Wednesday prior to the eclipse, which would have been the 3rd of April, there was a storm in New York City, which is not anything special, but there was a lightning strike, and I don't know if you can show that one image. It's on one of the tabs there in the browser, Crystal. There was a lightning strike on the Statue of Liberty that hit the torch. And by itself, it would have been something that could have been discounted. When I first remember seeing it, it didn't necessarily strike me in one way or the other, no pun intended. As you can, I don't know, are you able to pull that up or? Cool. And I'm sure many of you all have seen that already. That would have been Wednesday the 3rd. So the eclipse was Monday the 8th. There it is. It's coming over there. Sorry, we didn't coordinate on this ahead of time. So, but you can see, or I guess it was the 4th. I don't know that that's correct. I think it was the 3rd. But anyway, that doesn't matter. You can see there that lightning bolt came down and hit right on the torch of the Statue of Liberty. And it was, people were talking about it. I mean, there's articles, even when I was trying to pull up that image, there were articles, is the world ending? You know, they were talking about the lightning strike on the Statue of Liberty, the earthquakes, you know, that, and it was tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, that's the world trying to process what they're seeing, even though they can recognize things that are, when God is speaking, they may not just be able to fully understand what he's trying to say clearly. So that was on that Wednesday or Thursday. And then the Friday before, which would have been April the 5th, there was an earthquake in New York City, which is very unusual. And it was actually, interestingly enough, it was actually, the epicenter was in northern New Jersey, about 45 minutes or so to an hour outside of Manhattan. And actually, the epicenter, at first they were reporting it in another location, but interestingly enough, the epicenter was in a town or a municipal division called White House Station, interestingly enough. But when the earthquake hit, the UN Security Council was discussing Israel's operations in Gaza, and was discussing really their disapproval with how things were handled and the effect it was having, unfortunately, on the Palestinian people that weren't a part of Hamas. But, you know, we won't get into that right now. But this video right here is from the actual UN meeting when the earthquake hit. So if you can, and you may need to turn up the volume on the mixer, but I turned it up a little bit, but you can see it here.
A community I visited had one toilet for 600 people. Women stood in line for 3 hours to make use of it. Schools normally form a spine of protection for children, a place where children can seek humanitarian services and normality. Go ahead. Education is.
Earthquake.
Is that an earthquake?
Yeah.
Well, education is.
You're making the ground shake.
Education is, in many ways. Madam President, am I okay to continue? Education is, in many ways, life saving.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty obvious to anyone who knows how the Lord speaks. And pretty serious. So that occurred on Friday, the Friday prior to the eclipse. And if you have not studied some of the significance of how the eclipse passed through, and we've talked about it, you kind of shared a little bit of that. It went through multiple states. And when it crossed through those states, it went over a town in each of those states named Nineveh. Interestingly enough, as well, as part of that, the eclipse on the 8th is 40 days from then to Pentecost. And as you know, the story of Jonah, when Jonah gave the word to Nineveh, they had 40 days to repent before judgment was to come. So anyway, when this happened on that Friday, that earthquake, and I began praying about it, because, especially when I saw that video, to see, because I knew the Lord was trying to say something. So I was praying about it and praying about it, and the Lord gave me a word. It was actually funny. I was getting ready to go into the office, and I usually, during my lunch break, I'll take a shower, and then I'll go into the office. And it started coming to me in the shower. I'm like, well, okay, I know I'm getting a word. After work, I'll sit down quietly at my table and pray over it and you know, write it down and listen for it and try and get it out. And I immediately felt the Holy Spirit say, no, you need to go get your notepad and write this down now. I'm not going to wait till you're done with work. So I did that. Yep, exactly. So anyway, so he gave me a word, and Pastor asked me to share that. But I wanted to give you all that context prior so you understood where it was coming from. So here it is. Two signs. For I am giving you two signs before I issue my final message of impending judgment. The first is a sign of Elijah, for as I sent flame from heaven to light the sacrifice before the prophets of Baal, So I have sent fire from heaven to relight the torch of liberty. Next was a sign of Zechariah. For while the nations rage against my chosen Israel, I laid my hand upon them and shook them as a warning. For in rejecting my chosen Israel, they will extinguish the torch of liberty. Finally, I am sending my message of a final call to repentance in the sign of the prophet Jonah. 3 days he remained in the earth, and then the call of repentance was issued to Nineveh. I will not relent. I will not repent. I will issue my judgment upon rejection of my signs. I will not change my mind. For I place before you a divine choice. Choose wisely. Return to me. Remain with my people. And I will restore what the cankerworm has eaten. And a new jubilee will rest upon your nation. And you will know that I am the Lord who delivers thee. So, that was the word I got. And it's, you know, primarily I believe it is to our leadership. And as you know, it's been something that, especially with the pressure from the far left on the current administration, they've been trying to walk this awkward walk of the historic support we've had for Israel, as well as not upsetting their far left flank, who is fiercely anti-Israel. And so it's a significant thing if that dam were to break and we were to turn our back on Israel, God would not take that lightly. So, you know, in the second part of that, second section of that, the word, he talks about the sign of Zechariah. And it was interesting because the Lord had given me this scripture. And it aligns with that. In Zechariah 2, verse 8, it says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me." Sounds kind of like what happened on that Friday. So anyway, you know, take it for what it's worth. But Pastor asked me to share that, and I hope it blesses you. You know, I think it is a call to the church as well, because it's been unprecedented, the amount of support that has been removed from Israel by many in the church. You'll see it all over social media, and it's quite shocking. So I think it's our nation and civilization as a whole. I think God's giving us that caution not to turn their back. Of course, prophecy says that most of the world, pretty much the entire world, will at one point turn their back on Israel. But, you know, that's going to be a specific time and for a specific purpose. So anyway, there you have it.
Thank you, Ben. God is still speaking and God is still moving. And what is so good about this word is, you know, we have hope. God gave us hope. And he gives us a choice. We're free moral agents. We can choose to serve God, we can choose to have our life ready, or we can choose to ignore and neglect what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. God is moving by his Spirit, and it's up to us to receive what he has for us. So I'm just trusting and believing that we received what the, thus saith the word of the Lord. I really felt in my spirit when Ben shared that with me, that God is speaking, and it's his will that no one perish, but that all should come to repentance. It's his will that we all make it to heaven one day. It's his will that we serve him and that we're receptive of all the benefits that he paid for when he gave his life on Calvary. He wants to bless us, and he blesses his people when we will open up to him and allow him. Amen.